Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 60. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 35. Tonight, partly cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she is not optimistic about the expansion of Medicaid, which she's been campaigning on for most of her tenure as governor in the state. After Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, made a comment saying that there is zero chance that he would allow it to come to the floor and pass through the House of Representatives. KAKE News reports that according to the House Speaker, Dan Hawkins, he said in an interview that there is no version that he would support. According to the Speaker, he said that low-income children, pregnant women, and older Kansans, along with individuals with disabilities, already qualify for the state's health care program, as well as a small number of extremely low-income parents. Right now in the state, a family of four must currently make less than $11,856 a year for the parents to qualify for the program, where Governor Kelly has been advocating to expand that to all Kansans under 138% of the federal poverty level, including singles earning up to $20,000 annually and a family of four making more than $43,000.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday morning, a full day of college hoops tips off at 11 with Villanova and Providence, followed by Marquette and Creighton at 2. Then it's primetime hoops at 7 as Michigan takes on Purdue. On Sunday, NASCAR heads to Las Vegas for 400 miles of racing adrenaline. Coverage begins at 2 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
It's a story you hear about in movies, but never really in real time. However, a couple in Hillsdale, Kansas, were forced to deliver their baby on the side of the road near the ramp of a highway. KAKE News reports the event happened on Tuesday morning when the Miami County Sheriff's Office, along with medical personnel, responded to a medical call on U.S. 169 ramp near Hillsdale, where police say when they arrived, the baby was already delivered and sitting in the front seat of the vehicle.
Hi.
How we doing, bud?
I just delivered my baby.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, it's breathing.
Yes.
All right,
but
great.
He's cold.
Congratulations.
That audio from KAKE News, where both the Miami County deputies and the Johnson County Emergency Communications Center ended up providing life-saving instructions and used local medical equipment that was available until the EMS and fire personnel arrived to take over at the scene. In a statement from Miami County EMS, they say, quote, both mother and baby are doing great. Congratulations to the Rendenbaugh family. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. On January 6th, millions of gallons of sewage from a failed lagoon at the JBS meatpacking plant spilled into the Wood and Platte Rivers. State and federal agencies investigated this failure, and JBS has since responded with what they plan to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. They will continue to remove sludge from affected waterways, take weekly water samples from eight locations in the Grand Island area, use a certified lab to analyze those water samples for nitrogen and ammonia contaminants,
needs.
Upgrade the wastewater system, including replacement of the failed lagoon and other improvements, and get third-party inspections. In other news, Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen is addressing the implementation of the state's new voter ID law. Approximately 97% of registered voters in the state possess a driver's license or state ID. The new law mandates the presentation of a photo ID to cast a ballot. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting is underway for the 2024 presidential primary election, which is set for March 19th. In-person voting at county clerk's offices will close at noon March 18th, and mail-in ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. Election Day. Advance mail-in ballots may be requested for registered voters through your county clerk's office. Marshall County Tourism accepting grant applications for 2024 events, brochure, and website development. Event grants may be used toward additional promotion and advertising for community events to be held in Marshall County this year and should be used for the purpose of increasing participation and tourism. Brochure and website grants may be used toward development and implementation of these means to further promote tourism through promotion of sites within Marshall County. Application should be completed and returned for consideration no later than April 1st to Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids. For application forms and details, contact Marshall County Development Corporation President Bruce Dierking in Marysville or Secretary Georgina Lindquist, Blue Rapids. $4.1 million in tax credits will be available under the Kansas Department of Commerce Community Service Tax Credit Program, assisting private, nonprofit organizations and public health care entities undertaking major capital campaigns for projects involving community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and health care services. Under the program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions toward approved projects. Organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. For example, projects might include a capital campaign, major equipment purchase, major renovation, capacity building, etc. Application window is open now through April 30th. Applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits that are eligible for a 70% credit. For more information, visit the Kansas Department of Commerce website. Pheasants Forever is coordinating a Nemahal County Community Garden at the corner of 6th and Pioneer in Seneca. Use of a bed on a first-come, first-served basis is free for participants with water and garden tools provided. Gardeners may grow flowers, vegetables, herbs, fruits, and are responsible for their own seeds or seedlings. Learn more online on their Facebook page at Nemahal County Community Garden or contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants
Here's
Forever at
785-515-8138. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Our guest on the public affairs program this weekend is Todd Lindquist, who was recently elected president of the Kansas Fairs and Festivals Board.
I was a 13-year member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club in Blue Rapids, and there I held most of the major offices growing up. And then I started helping my dad, who was on the fair board at Blue Rapids, helping him there. And then when I graduated from high school and college and I moved away, I got on the Washington County Fair Board, and then that led me to the fairs and festivals.
Join the conversation with our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY with Todd Lindquist. A pair of leap year babies born at the Washington County Hospital Thursday caught the attention of state news agencies. Brent and Callie Lehman of Lynn welcomed a son as she also celebrates a leap year birthday. and a baby girl was born to Jeff and Andrea Bloomer of Hanover, both at the Washington County Hospital Thursday. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91 of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Michael L. Mike Mosier, age 62, of Pawnee City, passed away unexpectedly Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Anthony Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery with a visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mike Mosier. Jean Floyd, age 90, of Beatty, passed away February 28th. Graveside service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Union Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jean Floyd. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away February 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Graham. David L. Hogan, age 64, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Cremation is planned. Full obituary to be announced later by the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Hogan. William S. Sam Cassidy, age 86, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family burial will take place at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Sam Cassidy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon patties, mac and cheese, broccoli, and cherry fluff. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, rice, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-60s and upper 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then a chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And a chance for some rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 85. The average low, 26, and the record low, 3 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59. It's 32 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday. It's the 1st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville will host their annual career fair Tuesday, March 5th. Visit with nearly 40 business and industry representatives. A great opportunity to learn from area businesses and see the Highland Western Center campus at Baileyville, Tuesday, March 5th, 9:30 till 1.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. It took overtime, but the Lakers sent the visiting Wizards to their 13th straight loss after Jordan Poole missed what would have been the winning three ball at the end of regulation. In the fifth quarter, Anthony Davis would put LA up for good.
D'Angelo dribbles left. Bounce pass. LeBron to AD. Slam dunk.
7:10 ESPN LA with the call. AD finished with a game-high 40 points. The Lakers down the Wizards 134-131. In their first meeting since last year's finals, the Nuggets held off a late rally by the Heat to win 103-97. Michael Porter Jr. finishing with 30 points. Nikola Jokic, 18 points and 11 rebounds, speaking to ESPN post-game on Porter Jr.'s big night.
Basically, he was the only one who was shooting the ball really well. When he's shooting like that, it's for real, he's the guy who can make every shot possible, so we really trust him.
Elsewhere, the Suns took down the Rockets 110-105. The lowly Spurs pounded the Thunder 132-118, Wemby putting up 28 points. The Warriors beat the Knicks in New York 110-95. NHL, the Avalanche's Nathan MacKinnon continued his MVP campaign, another season milestone at the Blackhawks.
Now into the path of Nathan MacKinnon. Does he have the speed? Of course he does. He's Nathan MacKinnon. Near side circle, a shot. He scores! Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Nathan MacKinnon, his second point of the night, his 36th goal of the season, and that is point number 100.
KKSE with the call. The Avs blanked the once-proud Blackhawks 5-0. The Stars grounded the Jets 4-1, Panthers over the Canadiens in overtime 4-3, and a Morgan Geeky hat trick powered the Bruins past the Golden Knights 5-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sub-state basketball finals Thursday in boys action at Blue Valley. Hanover beat Lynn 59-31. Axtell came back on Blue Valley 59-44. Axtell-Hanover boys tip off Saturday at 5. At Rock Hills, Frankfort knocked off top seed Osborne in boys action 61-55, while Clifton Clyde beat Rock Hills 62-28. Frankfort meets Clifton Clyde Saturday at 5. At Donovan West, Centralia advanced with a win over Troy 58-47. Annal face Bishop Seabury Academy Saturday at 5. Girls action at Waubonsie. Valley Heights knocked off Bennington 53-29. Annal face Waubonsie Saturday at 5. Waubonsie beat Salina Sacred Heart 62-50. Substate semifinals continue Friday. In our broadcast feature, at 6 p.m., it's girls play Axtell versus Pike Valley. At 7:30, Hanover versus Lynn, live on FM 95.5. That's at Blue Valley. At Rock Hills, Frankfort will meet Washington County at 6. At Donovan West, Centralia faces Troy. In Class 2A Waubonsie, Valley Heights boys take on Bennington this evening at 7:30.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock market has wrapped up its fourth consecutive month of advances with solid gains for the major indexes. The Dow Jones picked up 47 points yesterday, not quite enough to close at 39,000. The S&P and the NASDAQ ended Thursday at record highs, surging ahead 0.5% and 0.9% respectively. It's another setback for would-be home buyers. The average 30-year mortgage is higher for the fourth straight week, up to 6.94%. The rate is now just below its highest level since mid-December. The rate increases took a toll on home sales. Contract signings were down nearly 5% in January. If you get your news from Facebook, you'll need to find a new outlet. Meta announced yesterday that it's removing a Facebook section dedicated to news articles in the United States and Australia. A corporate blog post says Meta customers tell them they're more interested in short-form TikTok-style videos than news feeds. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquist Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42-acre CRP, 98 acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375. Or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Techline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
What's happening on the farm program? The new farm bill back in Washington that's been extended into September and October of this year. I hope they extend it a couple of more years, Ted friends. It sounds just exactly like my reports 4 or 5 years ago when they was putting this farm bill together. SNAP program. It's causing a snap of a problem. Just exactly like it did 4 or 5 years ago when we put together the current farm program. Republicans want to lower the SNAP dollars. Democrats want to keep them the same or raise them. It's called a farm bill, but 75% of it or more goes for food stamps. They're working on it, but they're not getting anywhere right now. So let's get on to something else. There's a bill introduced called the Fair and Accurate Ingredient Representation on Labels Act of 2024. That's the name of the bill. That legislation, it aims to boost transparency and clarify labeling requirements for plant protein and cell cultured protein products so consumers know what they're buying. Consumers deserve to be able to easily understand what products they're putting in their grocery cart. And the only way you can do that is by telling them on the product that they're buying. Backed by the National Pork Producers Council especially and other livestock and poultry organizations would be 100% in favor of it, I would think. It would define imitation and sell cultured meat and poultry right on the package. USDA would oversee the labeling of those products, work with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to maintain inspection standards. The labels must include terms like imitation or similar language, accompanied by a clear disclaimer for products not containing meat or poultry. In the case of cell-cultured meat and poultry, they would require labeling representing lab-grown food sources. See you in the next Techline report.
The annual Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale will be Saturday, March 16th at the T7 Ranch facilities north of Greenleaf. 60 Angus and Sim Angus top-of-the-line performance bulls along with 40 fall calving fancy black and F1 Baldy heifers with 10 AI bred heifers ready for March and April calving. Performance tested and proven genetics from T7 and G&G Angus at the Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale March 16th, sale time at 5 p.m.
Kansas native Logan Mize entertains after the sale. Catalog and information available on Facebook at T7Ranch.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Cattle. Online bidding through liveauctions.tv.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Winter grain mites feeding on Kansas crops raises concerns for producers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the ideal conditions for winter grain mites and where they are at in their current life cycle.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, do best in winter or during cool, cold conditions. We haven't had big problems in recent years, but every year we have a few here and there. The thing about winter grain mites, they come around, they're the last pest we have in wheat in the fall, and generally the first one we have in wheat going into the spring. Once it gets below 30, 25, something like that, they start laying eggs, and they lay eggs in the fall. That's where they are right now. They're in the egg stage.
Whitworth relays what types of soil the pest prefers, as well as their fondness towards certain kinds of field management.
The winter grain mites are more troublesome in no-till or minimum-till fields because the mites do better in the residue in the, you know, on the soil. That's where they prefer to lay eggs, so the eggs seem to do better in residue in the soil or, you know, at least loose sandy soil also. So last fall, November, early December, the mite population dwindled and they started laying eggs. They will soon start hatching, and that's what everybody's concerned about. As long as they're still in dormancy, it doesn't matter. The pest feeding is not going to bother it. So make sure it has broken dormancy before you even think about trying to treat them.
He explains why direct treatment may not be the best solution to a winter grain mite infestation, along with how to identify them.
I have a hard time recommending treating for winter grain mites. If it's a dry spring, dry winter in your area, it's relatively warm, the plants are struggling, and you go out and you have maybe 1,000 mites per row foot, or if you got, you know, 50 to 100 per leaf on the plants. If you're out looking, go out at night. If you want to sample the plant itself, wear a little headlamp. You'll be surprised, not pleasantly, about how many mites are actually on the plants. Sometimes we've gone out to look and the plants just look furry with the little mites. These winter grain mites have a dark body, black, dark brown body with very distinctive orange, red legs. Two front legs are a little bit longer, but that's hard to tell just without magnification. They also have a little red anal pore or a little red spot on their on top of their abdomen, so they're very distinctive.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on winter grain mites and their impact on crop production. Learn more about this insect from the Cropped Insects in Kansas book. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This is Jay Boyer with Boyer Limousine inviting you to our 33rd annual Customer Comes First production sale. Our top limousine and limb flex bulls will produce heavier calves at weaning along with calving ease, efficiency, and good disposition. No matter the size of your operation, we'll have bulls to fit your herd. At the sale, we'll have 50 bulls and 10 open heifers. Call 402-696-4410 with questions. See you Sunday at 1 o'clock east of Barnston.
731 from KNDY and 32 degrees this hour. With quite a warm-up into the weekend, we'll look for temperatures perhaps well into the 70s Saturday, nudging 80 by Sunday.
March is named for the Roman god Mars, and we begin the month looking into his namesake planet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 1st, the 61st day of the year. Actors Ron Howard and Tim Daly were both born on this day, and it's Statehood Day in Ohio and Nebraska. The Buckeyes joined the Union in 1803 and the Cornhuskers in 1867. March is named after the Roman god of war, Mars, so it's fitting to begin the month with a few fun facts about the red planet. Mars has a dynamic atmosphere with dust clouds and volcanic activity that can be easily detected through telescopes. Just like Earth, the planet has an axial tilt that produces annual seasons, although a Martian year lasts about twice as long. And today, Mars rises at 5:14 in the morning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's getting down to the line for college basketball as the regular season comes to an end at just three games away across for many teams as the Kansas Jayhawks are heading back on the road after the week as they're set to take on the number 15 Baylor Bears on Saturday with tip-off at 12 p.m. Kansas is coming off a loss against BYU on Tuesday earlier by a 76-68 loss, keeping them in that number 7 slot nationwide and sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference. Kansas State also on the courts this weekend as well with an evening game tip-off at 6 p.m. on Saturday as they're on the road taking on Cincinnati. They had a big victory over the West Virginia Mountaineers on Monday this week. After the Saturday games, both teams with K-State and KU clash again in Manhattan on Tuesday next week with a tip-off at 8 p.m. Kansas State is sitting 7-8 in conference play, 17-11 in their overall record. KU is at 9-6 in conference play and 20-8 for the regular season.
Substate basketball finals Thursday in boys action at Blue Valley. Hanover beat Lynn 59-31. Axtell came back on Blue Valley 59-44. Axtell-Hanover boys tip off Saturday at 5. At Rock Hills, Frankfort knocked off top seed Osborne in boys action 61-55, while Clifton Clyde beat Rock Hills 62-28. Frankfort meets Clifton Clyde Saturday at 5. At Donovan West, Centralia advanced with a win over Troy 58-47. Annal face Bishop Seabury Academy Saturday at 5. Girls action at Waubonsie. Valley Heights knocked off Bennington 53-29. Annal face Waubonsie Saturday at 5. Waubonsie beat Salina Sacred Heart 62-50. Substate semifinals continue Friday. In our broadcast feature, at 6 p.m., it's girls play Axtell versus Pike Valley. At 7:30, Hanover versus Lynn, live on FM 95.5. That's at Blue Valley. At Rock Hills, Frankfort will meet Washington County at 6. At Donovan West, Centralia faces Troy. In Class 2A, Waubonsie, Valley Heights boys take on Bennington this evening at 7:30.
Substate action kicked off with a bang in boys action Thursday night from Blue Valley. In the first game of the night, Hanover defeated Lynn 54-31. Hanover was led by Braylon Mine with 15 as the Wildcats led by 20 at halftime and never looked back. In our nightcap, Axtell trailed 23-11 at halftime. They used a 25-7 third quarter to pull away with a 59-44 victory. Eagles were led by Brandon Schmelzley with 16 points as that'll set up a championship matchup Saturday in boys action. Girls action gets underway tomorrow at 6 o'clock between Pike Valley and Axtell, while Hanover and Lynn tip off at 7:30 here from Blue Valley. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Live continuing coverage of the Substate semifinals Friday and the championship Saturday. Games at 6 and 7:30 live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.